USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is declaring a national emergency in his latest bid to combat the escalating coronavirus crisis. Republican Senator from North Dakota John Hoeven tells Fox News this was a good move by the president.
It's not only an all-of-government approach, we've also got the ingenuity of American enterprise. So we've got the American people working hard at the social distancing. We've got American companies jumping on the task, American ingenuity, all-of-government approach at the federal and the state level.
Also in that press conference, President Trump says he will be tested for the coronavirus. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is announcing that she and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have reached a deal on a large-scale coronavirus response package meant to provide paid leave for workers, expand food aid, and support the widespread testing of many Americans at no cost to them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Why has a serious sleep disorder been getting attention again? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the answer.
Now that most of the nation has switched again to daylight saving time, narcolepsy is getting new attention. Dr. Anne Marie Morris is a sleep disorder specialist in Pennsylvania. She's among the experts who say narcolepsy affects the brain's ability to regulate sleep-wake cycles, and patients end up being sleepy most of the day, but then find it difficult to sleep at night. She says what you need to do is see a neurologist if it's happening to you, so you can be evaluated at a sleep clinic if you're having serious issues.
Former Florida Democratic gubernatorial candidate and CNN contributor Andrew Gillum was involved in an incident with methamphetamines in a Miami Beach hotel room. According to a police report, a person with Gillum was in stable condition but treated for a drug overdose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All major sporting events are canceled across the United States with the outbreak of the coronavirus. Now, one owner, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, though, is doing what he can to help out his hourly employees who need their money from working at the games to make ends meet. He joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to do to help people out.
The Mavericks are going to take care of them. It was one of the first things that crossed my mind that when we postpone games, those guys, those folks who do all the jobs you mentioned, aren't going to get paid. People who are working by the hour aren't going to get paid. And so we put together a program where we're going to pay them as if those games took place. So we would have had a game against the Phoenix Suns coming up tomorrow, and we'll pay them as if that game happened. And, you know, I encourage others in my circumstance, not all small businesses are going to be able to just keep on paying their hourly workers in particular. So I encourage those who can to continue to do so. And I say the same thing to hourly workers. Be cognizant of the circumstances of your company. If CEOs and even small entrepreneurs can work together with their employees, you can find a resolution. And hopefully over the next couple months, all the virus stuff resolves itself and everybody can keep their jobs. But it's going to take CEOs and employees working together to make that happen.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1942 when the United States Army begins training dogs for the newly established War Dog Program. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.